With South African elections around the corner and geopolitical risks in Ukraine and the Middle East ramping up, it seems volatility is here to stay, at least for the time being. Global equities were up 9.4% in dollar terms in the first quarter, yet South African equities were down 2.2%. But with elections soon out of the way, could we start to see some buds of spring start to emerge? There are some hopeful signs that this could indeed be the case, but it may be a bumpy ride until we get past that. To explore this, we're joined by Adrian Pask, Chief Investment Officer at PSG Wealth. Hi, Adrian. It's good to talk to you again. We've got through the first quarter of the year. Doesn't look like it's that exciting from a JSE point of view, but can you unpack the key takeaways from the first quarter, and do you see some hopeful signs that local markets could start to see some improvement?
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, it certainly has been a big mixed bag over the last quarter. Typically what we've seen is some wide ranges of, in outcomes in terms of economic growth indicators, which has definitely impacted on market performances. U.S. growth has been quite strong. It continues to march ahead. It's growing at 3.4%, the latest number. Europe remains under pressure, but probably less severe than what most have anticipated. But the growth has stagnated, recording essentially 0% growth over the last 6 months. So Europe as a whole remains in recessionary territory. In fact, 13 countries in Europe are now either in a technical recession or on the verge of a technical recession. And that would include Germany and France, so some of the bigger economies. The UK is actually already in a technical recession after recording negative growth in both of the last two quarters. And if we look into Asia, China is really just prodding along at 1%, and Japan is at 0.1%. So the growth is not great. South Africa narrowly avoided a technical recession by 10 basis points, GDP growth last quarter. And inflation seems to be coming down very, very slowly. The numbers are still quite unpredictable. We saw the latest U.S. numbers coming out a little bit ahead of expectation. So, yeah, and obviously all of this has started to impact on markets. You mentioned that global equities are up by 9.4% in dollar terms, but it's largely a U.S. story. Global equities, excluding the U.S., is up 4.8% in dollars. That's also largely a currency. I mean, in rand terms, that same number drops down to 1.3%. So markets have been a little bit tentative, more broadly speaking. And as you mentioned, the SA equities are actually down 2.2% in line with some of the other emerging markets. So emerging markets as a cluster is down 1.1% in rand terms. So, yeah, it's more of the same, really, relative to what we've seen in some of the previous years. US is outperforming and EMs are struggling. But let's see. I mean, there's portions of April that's already looking a little bit better, but it is quite volatile.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke to you at the beginning of the year, and were there any surprises for you? When we started out in January, there was some expectation this would be a volatile year. Has that been the case from your point of view?
Yeah, I think it's been quite volatile. U.S. markets have really just moved in one direction largely since the beginning of the year. But in some other areas of the market, it seems in South Africa's case, for example, it's tough. And then when it looks like there might be something happening, then the market takes a bit of a breather or step back. So that's been quite interesting. But there's been a few surprises so far this year. I mean, it's a very short period of time, the first 3 months. But what has surprised me is how rampant the U.S. markets have been. The gains have been very, very strong, especially if you consider it's an election year. So normally, U.S. markets are very slow in the first two quarters of an election year. Remember, they go to the voting stations in November. And historically, they are broadly flat in the first 6 months of the calendar year. And then after that, they start to recover. In this specific case, the markets have rallied quite hard already. And I think the other surprise, maybe also in U.S. markets, is the large divergence amongst the U.S. mega caps, so typically known as these Magnificent Seven stocks. So if you think of NVIDIA, it's up 78%. I think that's fairly well publicized. But also interesting to note, Tesla is down 35%. It's actually one of the worst performers on the S&P 500. So quite interesting to see what's happening in that space specifically.
In light of all this, have you changed your view from the beginning of the year?
There hasn't been any material changes. I think, as you know, we were negative on the outlook for U.S. stocks. So that's always been a bit of an uncomfortable call because the economy is still doing so well. But I think for where we are now, interest rate cuts have expectations have moved back from at the beginning of the year. It seems consensus thinking was 6 cuts for the year, and it's very difficult to be negative on the market in that type of environment. But we felt comfortable with the call because we felt the full effects of high interest rates still need to filter through the economy. Now that we're already a little bit further down the line and valuations have stretched even further, I think that specific call feels a little bit more comfortable. And then in developed markets, what's interesting is what's been happening in Japan and the UK. So I think we, in terms of alteration, I think we're a little bit more positive in those areas. So that's one to keep in mind. And I think also just being further down the line, as I mentioned, I think we're getting closer and closer to potential interest rate cuts. So we remain quite positive on the outlook for emerging markets medium term.
When we spoke last month, you indicated that we might have to get through the election, which of course is coming up in May, before we start to see the fog clear so markets can start to recover. Is that the way you still see it? You just mentioned about the US elections and they tend to foreshadow a rather flat period before you get through that. Can we expect the same kind of thing in South Africa?
Yeah, I definitely think so. So, I mean, we're quite dependent on foreign investment for our markets to do really well. And investors have really been kept at bay, given that there's elections coming up and uncertainty there, which is really the enemy for any foreign direct investment, because investors want to see what's happening before they do anything. So I think if we consider then also that the rate cuts are coming, it seems like the load shedding situation is a lot better. Elections will pass, and more recently, commodity prices are higher. So it feels like we're moving into what is an environment which could be quite conducive for more positive outcomes from South African equities.
And finally, looking to the balance of the year, you just mentioned getting through the election, but what can we expect, you know, for the final sort of 8 months of the year?
Yeah, I think we've got to continue to expect some volatility. I think that's just a given, given that, as we say, investors are still, in some cases, sitting on the fence. Something else that will propel volatility into markets is the stretched valuations in certain areas. So I think that's likely to occur. But as I say, there's some positives to look forward to, especially in this coming quarter. I won't be surprised to see interest rate cuts start to come through from the FOMC. If we look at the Fed schedule, they're meeting now again on the 1st of May. That's likely too soon. But maybe we can look at interest rate cuts there at the meeting on 12 June. And if that's the case, then our MPC is meeting on the 18th of July. So it could be a quarter that's marked by a stronger market. So I think there's some positive things to look forward to. Personally, it would be great to have some clarity and have the elections done and dealt with, and to sit in an interest rate cycle that has now been going into a declining phase. I think that'll really create some comfort. I think we might just see a good quarter, and then that will be the platform for a good remaining part of the year.
We're going to leave it there. That was Adrian Pask, Chief Investment Officer at PSG Wealth.